Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know, that stuff from past relationships, jobs, even childhood experiences? We all have it, and sometimes it feels like it's weighing us down, preventing us from truly moving forward. But here's the good news, we can learn to let go. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of stoic wisdom, mixed with a healthy dose of real talk and practical advice. We're going deep on the art of letting go, because holding on to the past can seriously steal your joy and future happiness. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you unpack that emotional baggage and finally move forward. First, accept what is. Sounds simple, right? But sometimes we spend so much time dwelling on things we can't control, past hurts, missed opportunities, or situations we wish were different, that we forget to appreciate the present moment. We get caught in this loop of, what if, and, if only, but guess what? Those thoughts are just spinning our wheels. The Stoics believed in focusing on what we can actually influence, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Second, practice gratitude. This one's powerful. When you shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have, it changes everything. It doesn't mean ignoring your struggles or pretending things are perfect. It simply means acknowledging the good things in your life, big and small, and appreciating them fully. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter of loved ones, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Third, reframe your perspective. You know that saying, everything happens for a reason. It might sound cheesy, but there's truth to it. Often, the things we perceive as setbacks or misfortunes can actually lead us to unexpected opportunities and personal growth. Look at those past experiences, even the painful ones, as stepping stones on your journey. Fourth, make peace with the past. This doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means acknowledging the lessons you've learned, forgiving yourself and others, even if it takes time, and ultimately choosing to release the anger, resentment, or guilt that might be holding you back. Think of it like this. You wouldn't carry around a broken toy from your childhood, right? Let go of those old wounds and make space for new experiences and joy. And finally, embrace the present moment. This is where life happens, folks. Don't let your past experiences dictate your future happiness. Be fully present in each moment. Savor the good times, learn from the challenges, and keep moving forward with purpose and intention. Okay, picture this. You just got fired from a job you really loved. It feels like the rug has been pulled out from under you. Your whole world seems to be crumbling. Ever feel that way? You might spend days replaying every interaction, wondering what you could have done differently, or getting caught in a spiral of self-doubt and negativity. But here's where letting go comes into play. Sure, acknowledge your feelings, the sadness, the anger, even the fear, but don't let them consume you. This is your chance to learn, grow, and pivot towards something even better. Use this experience as fuel for finding a new path that aligns with your passions and values. Talk to people in your network, explore different industries, update your resume, take action. The world is full of opportunities waiting to be discovered. So remember, letting go isn't about forgetting or pretending things didn't happen. It's about consciously choosing to release the past, embrace the present, and move forward with resilience and hope. It's a journey, not a destination, and it takes practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to be free from the weight of the past and fully open to all the amazing possibilities that life has to offer. Make this a week where you actively choose to let go. It could be letting go of a grudge, a limiting belief, or even just the need to control everything. Share your thoughts with us on social media using hashtag FortitudeFirst. I want to hear about your experiences and how you're putting these stoic principles into action. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.